Unnamed Podcast, episode 1.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. We are the Arts and Entertainment Podcast, currently unnamed, looking for names. Today, we'll be joined by Miss Bethany Wells and Mr. Jaden Bullock. I am your host, Jalen Bullock. This is my co-host, Isaac Reynoso. And today, we're just going to be asking them a couple questions about the California All-State, which they both had the pleasure of making. So first, can you guys tell us what instruments you guys play?
So I play French horn.
And I play trombone.
Okay. How long have you guys been playing those instruments?
I've been playing since about third grade.
And I started my sixth grade year.
Okay. So you say third grade. To my knowledge, most schools start at fifth grade. So I'm guessing you started before school.
Yes, my brother started in second grade, and so I was he started, so I want to start early. And my mom is a musician too, so she was like, sure, just get them started.
Okay. So for those of us that don't know, can you explain what All-State is and what it all entails?
So basically, it's all the musicians, high school, junior high, in the whole state of California. And there's a whole audition process that we go through and submit. And then there's people who judge the auditions. And then whoever they decide is good enough to be in the band, then they'll let them know. And it's this whole big thing. So, yeah.
Jaden, is there anything you want to add on to that?
Yeah, I was just saying it's basically just the best kids in California audition. There's over thousands of applicants, and they all audition on their various instruments, and only very few can get selected. So yeah, it's a special event.
And there's also choir, the All-State choir that does it. There's the jazz band, orchestras. So yeah,
that's cool. So what was the audition process especially living in a COVID world? Bethany, I know you did All-State before, so how was this different from when you last did it?
So usually in when we do our county honor bands and stuff, we have the live auditions where you go in person. But since it's the whole state, they can't really get people together. So it's been online this whole time, basically. So COVID didn't really change anything since it was already online, which was really nice. So we just prepared the excerpt that they assigned and practice all the music, the scales, and then we submit the recording and they will judge the recording.
Okay, and as you said, there are different bands for All-State. How do they select who goes in what band? Do you audition for multiple of the bands, or how does that work?
So when you sign up, you can select which bands you want to try out for. So pretty much everybody just selects all of them, because you wouldn't want to eliminate your chances of being in any one. So yeah, you pretty much select all of them. And then when the judges go through your audition tapes, they'll listen for mistakes, tone quality, all that. And then they rank everybody. And then the top people get put in top, and then so on and so forth. The middle band, bottom. And from there, yeah.
So even, making the most prestigious honor, group in California, you're still ranked throughout.
Yes. So even though it's the bottom band or the middle band, these people are all amazing. It's crazy.
Interesting. And do you guys know how many people from the area were selected to All-State?
In Tulare County?
Yeah.
I think it was just the two of us.
No, Hanford has a star, a trumpet player, sophomore, and he made
it as
well.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. There was a few Clovis and Hanford ones.
Clovis, another trombone player, made it. They have a saxophone, and I think something else, but I can't remember.
So from Tulare County, three people made it, and two of them go to Redwood. Is that correct?
Yes,
I think so.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. do you like know anybody else that made Allstate, you know, besides each other? Do you like have like previous relationships, or have you like reached out to people like in your section or in your band?
One of my friends, it's actually a funny story, from eighth grade, we were friends in eighth grade, and like every year it was always like, are you trying out for Allstate this year? And like, yep, okay. So I did it my freshman year and made it, but he didn't make it. So then you're like, oh, dang it. But then I didn't do it sophomore year, and he did, and he made it. And so we were like going back and forth. But this year we both made it. So we're all like, yay, let me get to see each other again. So that should be fun.
It's cool. And then Jaden?
Yes, I would say in years past, you know, I saw like upperclassmen and stuff. So I reached out to them, and you would think like the top people in the state, they would kind of have an ego and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But it's quite the opposite. You know, they're all nice. They gave me tips and stuff. And then, yeah, also, like I said, the kid from Clovis, like we kind of connected and talked about music and stuff. So I know like a good amount of people doing Allstate, at least on my instrument, at least. But there's still a lot of people that I haven't met yet that I'm excited to meet.
That's interesting. So, like, what are some of the, like, benefits of being in such a, you know, prestigious, you know, group? What can it lead to, possibly?
I would say, first of all, it's just cool because, like, not to say our band program is bad, because it's not, and it's really, really good. But when you get all of these students from California, like, the best of the best, when you rehearse, it's like, you don't have to rehearse because like it's bad or it needs to get better. It's like the teeny tiny things that they will fix to make it better. It's because it's already so good. So it's like you focus more on like the teeny tiny things rather than like your regular bands. You would be focusing on like the core rhythms and the, you know, because there's other people that struggle with those. And so when you get tons of good people all together, it's like you get to really dive into the music and play it deeper than you would in a regular band.
Interesting. Jane, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I would say adding on, it's just the mindset, you know, like everyone that you'll meet there will have like the same mindset as you. They'll want to be great. They'll want to do it great the first time. You know, even at school, you know, band, I would say majority of people want to do it, but it's still a class. Just like not everyone in your English class wants to write about Shakespeare. Not everyone necessarily wants to play correctly that day. But when you go to Allstate, everyone wants perfection, and that's something special.
Yeah, very true. There's even kids that were like, we have super long rehearsal days, you know, like hours and hours of playing. And afterwards, like, one of the guys in my section was like, hey, you want to go play duets? And I was like, I'm sorry, but my lips are like dead right now. Like, I've been playing for 3 hours. Like, I'd love to, but not right now. Like, everybody just like loves their instrument. They love playing, and it's crazy.
That's cool. So, how long, like, exactly is Allstate? Is it just, like, a one-day thing? Like, I know for County Honor Band, you, like, one day you rehearse for the whole day and the next day you perform. Is it a similar process to that, or is it, like, longer or shorter?
So we go up there, I think, on Thursday. So, like, you check in, get your hotel room, everything like that. And then we have our rehearsal that evening. And every single evening from Thursday to Saturday, we watch concerts in the evening from the other groups that perform, and they'll usually have like a guest performer come in and perform for us. And so we do that, and then we have multiple rehearsals per day on Friday, Saturday, and then our concerts on Sunday. So
that's cool. This is specifically for Bethany. I know your older brother, Logan, you know, he was a trumpet player here at Redwood, and now he's at North Texas, and he was also in Allstate. Well, like, what does it mean to you to have an older sibling who you could look up to and, like, teach you the ropes of, you know, wanting to be one of the better players?
It really helped me a lot, because if he didn't do it and if he didn't, like, push me to do it too, I don't think I would have done it. Because I went through a little, like, rebellious phase of, like, I don't like my instrument. I'm not going to play it anymore. But, like, he was always the one right there that's, like, but you're good. And, like, you can do it. And if I didn't have him, like, showing me, like, it's not easy, but, like, I can help you. Here's what it is. This is what you do. Like, having someone that's already been there and done it makes it easier, like, for me to do it. So I would say it helped me a lot having him there just to show me.
It's cool. And this is for both of you. Do you guys have, like, any people who have been, like, mentors or inspirations for you? Not just musically, but just in general.
I would say my horn teacher, Alicia. She, ever since third grade, you know, she's been teaching me. And just, she always had such, like, a really positive mindset about everything. And, like, when you think about people who play instruments and stuff, it's always, like, they're practicing so that they can fix their mistakes, and you always feel like you have to be perfect. But she was always like, just play it through, like, make a bunch of mistakes, just play it, and, like, we will work on those mistakes as we go. And so that's kind of, like, helped me, not even for music, but for other things, like, helping me with that mindset of, like, I don't have to be perfect all the time, and, like, just go through, play it, make the mistakes, and then you'll know what to fix.
Okay, Jaden, so who's your inspiration?
So I would say in my earlier years, I kind of had an ego. I didn't really listen to anyone, like, when it came to, like, music or just in general. You know, my grades were always good. I always had straight A's and stuff. So I just thought of myself better. And then it was until I got to high school. And then I recall a moment. There was a moment where Mr. Ray, the band teacher, like, had all the middle schoolers and the current high school students come to do, like, a run-through of the field show music before, like, we were even in high school. I remember just hearing and just seeing all these high schools. I'm like, wow, they're so bigger than me. They're way better than me. And it was like a humbling experience. And so through my freshman year, I kind of, like, looked to them for guidance. Like my Luis, right? He was a senior, also played trombone, and he gave me lots of tips. He was just a great person. He taught me more about my instrument. And he showed me how I, like, wanted to be. So I would say pretty much just growing up helped me in a sense.
So after high school, do you both plan to pursue music or something else?
Well, I had thought about pursuing music, but I have fallen more in love with art, and so I'm going to do art education in college, so that's more of my main focus. But my brother is doing music education, so I feel like I kind of have, like, a piece of that with being able to experience it with him and watching him do all the music major stuff.
And I would say I definitely enjoy music a lot. So just like with anything, there's lots of kinds of music. Like, you know, I could do music, like, become a teacher. I could do music performance. So I definitely want to do some type of music, but as of the specifics, not quite sure yet.
Okay, and when and where is Allstate, and will people be allowed to watch?
It's in Fresno, in, what is it, the Soroyan Theater?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's on February 19th?
19th?
I think it's the 19th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have multiple different concerts that whole weekend from Friday to Sunday, but we're both on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Like back to back.
Yeah. So I don't really even know what time.
I think it's 11. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah, it's 11 or something.
But yeah. So should be fun.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd guys like to add?
I don't know. Just work hard, because things are worth it, and Allstate is one of those things that you have to work really hard for, but it's definitely worth it.
Well, okay, thank you very much for joining us today. Once again, this is Bethany Wells and Jaden Bullock, and they are Redwoods 2 Allstate musicians. Thank you again for joining the Arts and Entertainment Podcast.